Tennesseans surprised pollsters this week. For the first time since Vanderbilt launched its regular polling, health care tied with the economy as the top priority of Tennessee voters. WPLN's Blake Farmer spoke to some to find out why that might be.
Melvin Covington of Nashville is jobless, so the economy is a big concern. But he says health care is just as much a pocketbook issue, if not more.
Look how much it costs to have an operation now. You know, I mean, if your child get hurt, have to go to one of these little clinics, you're talking about $800-$900 right off the bat.
Vanderbilt's biannual poll also found that Tennesseans are changing their minds about health care. There was a statistically significant uptick in people who think the government should just take over health insurance coverage. Barbara Kennedy is a business owner in Lewisburg who disagrees with the 22% of Tennesseans who've warmed to the idea of universal coverage, but she has an idea of what's going on.
As a nation, we've gotten so used to the government taking care of everybody and everything.
Or it may just be that people are becoming more educated, says Haley Vest. She works in IT at a Nashville hospital company.
And I think people are looking around the world and what some other countries like Canada have done with healthcare and are seeing that as United States citizens, we're paying more for healthcare, but we're not necessarily getting better care.
The number of Tennesseans who want to see the Affordable Care Act repealed has also declined since last year. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.